From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
If you're looking to learn more about wine but are not sure where to start, the answer may be your own home. Learn more after this.
If you're like many wine lovers, you just can't seem to part with those corks, and the pile is growing. Turn that pile into style with an original cork cage holder from epicstyle.com. Dozens of shapes and styles from windmills to wine barrels. These cork cages are a smash hit with wine aficionados, and you've got to see them at epicstyle.com. Hundreds of items to add artistry and fun to any dinner or cocktail party. epicstyle.com. Find gifts and accessories for home entertaining.
The premise is really quite simple. Why not start a wine club? It's like a book club, but since wine is involved, real life is sure to be more exciting than words on paper. The best part is that you learn about what you want when you want. So how do you start your own wine club? Well, you're going to need club members, so the most important step is to find a group of like-minded wine lovers. Not too many, however, because you're all going to want more than a sip of the wines that you're tasting. When and where you meet is up to the group, but each time, choose a theme or a style of wine. It could be a state, a grape, or a vintage. Look at the calendar for what's going on. If it's close to July 14th and Bastille Day, you could all bring a bottle of French wine. It's also a great opportunity to experiment with food and wine matching. So if you've been wondering how an Oregon Pinot Noir would go with cheese, well, bring a platter, pull the corks, taste away, and discuss it. Starting a wine club is the perfect chance to be social, meet new people, and drink a whole lot of different wines. I'm David Wilson, Uncorked.